You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
An ouster can be an act of ousting, or it can be the one who does the ousting. But we seem to have opted for one of those meanings over the other.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning.
We have a great question this week from Carrie. Carrie says, in the past few months, a variety of people have been rather publicly ousted from their positions. In the reporting of these events, I have seen the word ouster being used, such as this headline from the New York Times in November, what we know about Sam Altman's ouster from OpenAI. When I read a headline like this, it makes me think that I'm going to learn about the person who removed Mr. Altman rather than the removal itself. Where does this word come from? Why isn't it ousting? And better yet, is the person who ousts someone an ousterer? Which I have not thought of this, but I think Carrie raises a great point.
I wanted to say, oh, I hope so. Because ousterer, what could go wrong there?
That's great, yeah.
Carrie, thank you for the question. I had not put much thought into the word oust until we got your question. The word goes back to French, borrowed into English. And by the 1500s, we have ouster as a noun, with a more legal meaning, as in dispossession, deprivation of an inheritance. And that's because oust had some legal definitions of taking away a right or taking away a court's jurisdiction. And if you look in American Heritage now, you'll still see a legal definition of ouster, the wrongful exclusion or dispossession of one from real property to which one is entitled by law. But I think many of us think about this more in the sense that Carrie was noting, which is dismissal or expulsion from a position. We have evidence of that by the late 1700s. And now it can also more generally refer to removal from a situation or a place. The Oxford English Dictionary notes that that is usually a U.S. usage. Rebecca, are you someone who uses ouster as a noun?
No, I probably could. I don't know, talking about like the ouster at the city council, I guess.
Yeah, and that would be from a formal position. And I think a lot of us think about it in these more formal ways, whether it's a CEO or someone in the government or a city council. But we can also, I think, use it more informally of, you know, I was ousted from my friend group.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But that may sound a little jokey, given the more formal meanings of it. By the 1800s, we do see evidence for ouster to mean a person who ousts. And you can still find it every once in a while. It's there. But for the most part, when you look at actual usage, ouster is the ousting. It's the dismissal or expulsion. When I was looking into this, Rebecca, a different usage question came up. This one is on the wonderful blog Grammarphobia by Patricia O'Connor and Stuart Kellerman. And one of their readers raised the question of, can ouster be a verb? As in, someone has been oustered. What do you think?
I think I could use it that way. Honestly, that doesn't sound weird to me.
Doesn't sound particularly weird to me either. And O'Connor and Kellerman find examples of ouster as a verb back to the late 1960s. You won't find it in standard dictionaries. And I would guess we have some listeners who are saying, yuck, ouster shouldn't be a verb. You already have oust. Fair enough. But it is also true that nouns sometimes become verbs. And so it's not unusual that ouster as a noun could become a verb. And people often don't like nouns becoming verbs. Trash as a noun became trash as a verb back in Benjamin Franklin's time. Advocate was a noun, became a verb, and he didn't like it. Now we don't notice. Who knows, Rebecca? Maybe the verb oust and ouster will take on slightly different meanings.
I am hoping that the next press conference I'm at, some reporter asks, who was the ousterer in this case?
I will keep my ears open.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of the upcoming book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition, If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.